Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And my name's Laura Jackson.
And we are actually doing our weekly roundup. Oh, not weekly roundup. What's it called?
Oh, my gosh. We don't even know what it's called. It's the roundup recap.
The recap. That's the right word. The roundup sounds like it's like, I don't know.
I don't like the roundup.
All right. Well, we can call it a roundup. Anyways, we're doing our recap this week about, based on the interview that I had this week with Shauna Kaminsky. And so my interview with Shauna was talking about fit after 40, because she's like a real expert when it comes to helping women basically get fit or stay fit or lose weight or figure out sort of that missing link when it comes to weight loss or weight management or fat loss after the age of 40. Because I find, you know, everything that you read online, everything that says, like, once you hit 40, it's kind of like things start shifting, things start changing. It doesn't have to be that way, though. And I think that that's one of the things I want to talk about today, which is, you know, yes, our bodies biologically start changing, things start shifting, but what would be your preventative measures, Laura, that you sort of do when it comes to not just weight management, but more just like overall your health? When you think about, like, you know, because we're not spring chicks anymore, and as you're getting older, like, are there certain things that you're really sort of focused on, whether it's nutrition, fitness, or wellness related, that you feel like you do now in order to prevent yourself from, you know, having to kind of try to fix, for lack of a better word, things in the future?
Yeah. And just so everyone listening knows, like our age. So you're in your late 30s. I'm turning 38 this year.
I am 38.
You are 38. So we are heading up to 40s, and a lot of our clients and a lot of our students are actually in their 40s. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a time where I hear from a lot of women like, whoa, my body is like, things aren't as easy. Like I can't go to my old bag of tricks, like just cutting out dessert and suddenly I'm, you know, dropping 20 pounds. So there is a lot of stuff. And it's, of course, too, because by the time you hit 40, your body completely changes in the sense as well of you've done a lot of things over time to it. So you could have done, you know, damage before doing a lot of crash dieting. You could be over-exercising with cardio. There's a lot of stuff. And I know that, you know, especially for me, one thing that I'm really big on is maintaining lean muscle mass. Because the thing is, once we kind of peak around our late 30s in terms of the amount of muscle mass that we have, and then it starts declining. So if you aren't actively working at keeping that muscle mass, then it's going to go away. And this is actually mm-hmm. called sarcopenia, the big fancy term for it. Mm-hmm. So one thing I do is I resistance train, and it doesn't mean necessarily just weightlifting. It could be body resistance. So doing things like push-ups, squats, planks, any type of resistance bands. It could be power yoga. I prefer doing weightlifting, but it's something that definitely exercise, and with a focus on weight training for women as you get older, that is one of the easiest ways to make sure that you are going to maintain your weight. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What about from a nutrition standpoint? Is there anything that you do? I know that you eat for optimal health regardless, but is there anything specific, maybe like a supplement or anything that you take now that is specific towards to help you age gracefully, for lack of a better word, statement, I guess.
Well, I think
not that you're not aging gracefully.
I got carded the other day when I was going to get some wine. Wow. So I was like, yes, 38, getting ID'd. And yes, I do still drink wine. So for anyone out there thinking that we're like a perfect health, no, I do still drink wine. But what I do when it comes to nutrition, and this is something that's just a simple thing as well, and a lot of people aren't getting in, is making sure that you're getting enough protein and making sure that you're choosing the right types of proteins. So proteins that are really high in things like leucine, which is one of the amino acids that really helps with aging. So that's all things, it's found more in animal products. So like beef, lamb, eggs, chicken, turkey, not as much so in like beans and stuff if you're a vegetarian. But the thing is too, of course, with wanting to maintain that muscle mass to keep your metabolism revved, you got to make sure that you're getting enough protein, because protein is the building blocks to your muscle. So I find with a lot of my clients, when I first start asking, when I'm looking at their food intake, the first thing I always am looking for is how much protein they're getting, especially if they're over 40, as well as how much fiber they're getting as well. Because you know how I'm obsessed with poop.
Of course. Interesting. And do you think that anything else, like from a wellness side, is there anything that you do differently now that you didn't do maybe when you were younger that you feel as though has helped you sort of, you know, because like as you get older too, like you want to, well, in general, you want to reduce like the level of stress and the level of, you know, I guess, adrenal gland sort of fatigue, all that kind of stuff. You want to reduce all of that as you age, but also on a day-to-day basis. Is there anything in particular that you do now that you never did before that you do consciously in order to prevent those things from getting, I guess, exhausted as you get older?
Well, I do kind of two things, which I didn't used to do. So I used to really think, and this is kind of wellness, kind of nutrition. I used to really think that, oh, I hated taking any type of pills. So, and I think it's more against, like, I don't like taking medication, but I used to not be taking any vitamins or supplements. Cause I was like, no, I eat healthy. I'll get everything from my food. And now just because of the way that things are produced and also the amount of stress that we're under, our body is burning through a lot more of these vitamins and minerals quicker because, you know, for example, like our adrenal glands, which are our stress glands, everyone's chronically stressed now. It doesn't matter if you are, you know, a student, a stay-at-home mom, a working mom, just a working person, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter. Everyone is super stressed. So, and our adrenal glands, they love vitamin C. So if we're not taking in enough vitamin C and we're basically like eating it up or utilizing it so quickly, you've got to make sure you're getting that from other sources. So I started adding a lot more vitamins and supplements to make sure that I'm always thinking about preventative. So I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, whoa, I need to be doing this because I'm so burnt out or I'm sick or whatever. And that's kind of the one thing that definitely shifted for me as I get older is I'm really focused on prevention. Like I want to age in a way that I'm setting my body up for the best success. Now it's not saying that things won't happen to me or I, you know, suddenly out of nowhere, I could be gaining a mass amount of weight and not, you know, have to dig deeper if it's hormonal or whatever. But that's one of my goals right now is trying just to really set myself up. So for into my 40s and into my 50s, that my body has the building blocks and has the support that when it does get sick or when it is stressed, it knows, okay, I've got the tools to kind of deal with that.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. I agree. I agree 100%. I think, you know, for me, like the fitness side of it, of course, I agree with you. I mean, I do a lot, I do some weight training, but I do a lot of body resistance training as well with like my yoga practice. But then from the nutrition side, I think, you know, it's all just about like just eating as healthy as possible and trying to be a little bit more aware. Like I've actually made a lot of big shifts with my nutrition because I, you know, before I would eat more sporadically. Now I'm like a lot more, I guess, like conditioned or a little bit more strict with how I eat in terms of like when I eat, how much I eat. I always have a green smoothie in the morning, like that kind of thing. Like I'm pretty particular about how I eat now, which is a big shift for me from when I was, you know, in my 20s and just like doing whatever, kind of just like, just being okay with the idea of like, oh, if I ate something healthy that day, then that was okay. Like I was a lot more flexible back then with my diet. But one of the biggest things that I find for me from a prevention standpoint that I've been doing is looking at ways to reduce my like toxic intakes. So my toxic overload in terms of like, I used to use a lot of moisturizers and different creams.
You used to use a lot of hand sanitizer. And how many times did I yell at you? Put down the hand sanitizer.
Oh no, totally, totally. No, and that's the thing. But also even moisturizers and creams, I used to use like different ones for my eyes and then for my face and then for my skin and then for my cellulite. And like, I like literally had like an arsenal of like 20 different creams, and I would use all these different ones. I'd use hair products. I'd use like all this stuff. And now I'm like, just because I know how that it gets absorbed into your body and how it affects your hormones and how it affects your cells, I've now actually like pretty much, unless my skin is feeling so dry, I don't use any cream anymore. And it's interesting how when you stop using something, at first your skin feels weird. Like my skin felt super tight and different. And now it's like, if I use it, it feels like oily and weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I almost like, I can't even like put cream on, like moisturizer on my skin anymore because it almost makes me feel like slippery. So it's like,
no, and that's one thing too. Like, I have a friend too, who recently she stopped using shampoo and conditioner. And this was like a massive, everyone's like, oh my God, that's so disgusting. And she said that after like the first week or two, she's like, whoa, my hair felt like oily and like a bit dirty and it kind of smelt weird.
Yeah.
But then after 2 weeks, she still wets her hair. You know what I mean? Like wets it in water and whatever. But after that, she does use, I can't remember what she does. She uses something that is naturally based. I don't know if it's baking soda. I can't remember. But anyways, after that, after 2 weeks, she's like, because your oil glands kind of stop producing, because the reason why they're overproducing a lot of times is because you're stripping them of their natural oils, right? So then we're wondering why we have oilier skin. Well, because we're using all these creams that are drying our skin out. So then it becomes this like vicious cycle, not to mention all of the stuff that goes into it. Like even for me, it's weird because my body has always been very sensitive to anything that's unnatural to it. So like even when I was younger going on the birth control pill, I could never be on it because my body had such strong reactions to it. Like I would gain weight.
I remember.
I'd have my period all the time. I'd be depressive. I was almost suicidal at one point. Like there were so many things that were like happening because it was just, my body doesn't like when I screw with that. And just 2 weeks ago, stay on this, just 2 weeks ago, I got given a very popular skin product line now to try. And I don't get pimples. I also don't wash my face with anything except for water and a paraben-free, like just soap. And I don't have acne. I use coconut oil to moisturize my face. And I use this, and this is one of the big ones right now where everyone's using it and showing their results. And I broke out like within 24 hours, like a full on like pimples. My skin was like raw and peeling. It was crazy. And then I tried a new mascara that someone gave me and I got an eye infection. Like, I'm just like, okay, Laura, stick with what you know. Like, I know my body likes the natural stuff. If you put too much perfumes or anything on it, it just reacts. So anyways, kind of digressing, but it's just, I totally agree with you that like, especially as we get older, we have to be aware of all of these things more than when you're younger, because we've already done so much damage to.
Well, that was, Well, and that was sort of my point, is like over the years, I used all of these things so heavily. Hand sanitizer, literally, it's like if I could have bathed in it, I probably would have. Like I used to not even, my germophobia-ness got so intense at some points that like if I went out and I hugged someone, like a friend even that I know, as soon as I got home, I had to take a shower because it was like I was getting to that point where I like it was getting really extreme. And it's now totally like subsided because I've forced myself through a lot of uncomfortable situations in order to just like let my mind become at ease with things again and become sort of more relaxed when it came to that stuff. I'm not going to lie, I do still have a mini bottle of hand sanitizer in my purse, but I only use it in extreme situations now. I don't allow myself to use it like on a daily basis. I only use it for like very extreme things, and I won't use it if I'm ever going near my baby. So
It's so funny how like when there's all these products out there that we shouldn't use when we're pregnant and we shouldn't use on our children, but we still use on ourselves.
Oh yeah. No, totally.
It's okay when we're an adult, but it's not okay when you're, you know, pregnant or whatever. I just think,
yeah, Well, no, and that's the thing is, like, you know, and I know we'll wrap this up, but basically it was the whole idea for me is, like, I have built up so much toxins in my body over the years of just putting, like, whether it's the food I was eating with the pesticides or whether it was, like, say, you know, the scented candles and, like, Febreze and all those kinds of things, or whether it was hand sanitizers and tons of moisturizers and stuff like that. I've built it so highly that now I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, I don't need those things anymore. So in my home, we try to reduce everything. So we don't have any kind of, like, scents, or, like, we don't use Febreze. We use, we eat organic foods. I eat, as much as possible. And then also we are, like, I don't use, like I said, moisturizers really. We use, organic hair care and body products and stuff like that. Because for me, it's like, okay, well, if I can now at least try to reduce that load a little bit, maybe it will help. And then of course for my daughter, it's like everything for her is, like, scent free and, like, completely clean, like as clean as possible, or at least based on my research, whatever I can find that is sort of the best products, that's what I purchase for her to make sure that I'm at least being as safe as possible for her, and, like, making sure that I'm not kind of, you know, putting her skin with, like, filled with, like, different toxins and stuff. But it's interesting how as you get older, you really do start to think about those things. And I think for me that it's been a big shift.
Well, and I also think it's kind of like, especially if you're looking, you know, we're talking fit over 40. And I know even right now we have a lot of people in our Fit Chicks Challenge, which we just started, who, anybody listening, if you want to jump in, we do have another 4-week one starting in November, fitchicks.com/challenge. But we do have a lot of the women in our challenge are later 30s, early 40s. And they really resonated with this podcast this week because they were like, whoa, you know, they're kind of jumping back into really taking control of their health. And, you know, they're in all different parts of their journeys. A lot of them are talking about how, you know, like, they've been putting themselves last, and this is a time for them to focus on their fitness and nutrition for 4 to 8 weeks. And it's just so interesting because there's so many women who at this age are seeing, you know, seeing the results of not exercising, seeing the results of not paying attention to their health, of not sleeping, of not putting themselves first. And we have to be more involved in our health. You know, as women, we're natural caretakers, and we're so worried about everybody else. And we have to be a bit selfish, because if we're not good as us, we can't be good to anybody else, right? Like, so there is a time. So if anyone wants to be selfish and join our challenge, come on in. We are a very fun and warm group. But yeah, but if not, just make sure that you're getting in resistance training and strength training like 2 to 4 times a week as you get, as you hit later 30s, early 40s and moving forward. And then again, yeah, look at those supplements, look at getting in more supplements, omega-3s, vitamin C, vitamin D, all things that, magnesium, calcium, all things that decline as we age too. So, so yeah, it's just kind of being a little bit more, and like you said, reducing the amount of toxins that you put on your body.
Yeah. Do a little overview of all of the things that are in your day-to-day living that you are basically that you could maybe live without that might be adding to that toxin overload. You know what I mean? Like, do that little inventory sheet. So it's like, oh, like maybe I don't really need to have to spray Febreze on my sofa every day kind of thing, or whatever the case may be. I know that sometimes things smell better for that reason or whatever, but really it's just, you're just adding to your overload, and it's really not necessary, especially with so many things already in our own environment that are not preventable for us. So on that note, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast with Shauna, please make sure that you do. She's got some really great tips on identifying everything from the differences between perimenopausal and menopausal and thyroid issues and all that kind of stuff. And then a lot of really cool tips on basically how to get fit and stay fit after 40. So check it out. And also, if you are interested in learning more about our education programs, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our fitness and nutrition expert certification program, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss expert. All right. With that said, we are going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening, and have an amazing week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.